Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another special edition of the 4Eighteens Fire American Soccer Show as we talk about this post-match show, the United States defeating Bolivia by a final of 3-0. What we really need to take out of this match, once again, is we're just building the blocks here for the next wave. This is just a block-building exercise, and while you want to see them do well as a whole, I think what we have to take away from this is that this was a solid win. And when you see the future of the national team right in front of you, you have to feel very confident that they're going to go out there and do a job. And I think at the moment, that's all you can really ask of them. And what you want to see them to do is just go out there, have fun. And once again, you just want them to go out there and do what they've set to do. So all I can say is that they did a good job. They did a very good job tonight. And they just found a way to go out there and play some good attacking soccer and just go out there and just do a job. That's all it is. I mean, that's all you can really do. That's all you can really say. And still, though, what you're seeing in this matchup, once again, is that to watch these kids growing up in front of us, it's absolutely fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. And all you can do is just marvel at how they've performed. Because, once again, this is the time where you need to bleed in the talent that will take us into the future. And all you can really say is that there's a lot of positives you can take, but there are still let's be honest, there are still some negatives. Mostly in that first half, great goal from Walker Zimmerman, you know, just climbing the ladder, heading that ball past the keeper to make it 1-0. But before the goal and a little bit after the goal, you could see these players just going a little bit ahead of the play. They sped up a little too fast. They went ahead of the play. And, you know, when you are expecting this new core of young players coming through and doing damage and the hope that they can make it into the international stage outside of the youth stage, that's going to be where you hope and pray that everyone is going to be available and ready to go and have some fun. And at the same time, they can show why the program is still strong. And to be fair and to be honest, it's not about the next World Cup right now, even though that is on the line. It's really about the upcoming Gold Cup next summer in 2019. It's really more about the Gold Cup because that's where you want to see this national team, where they're going to be, how they're going to be when they go into their first ever real tournament. And, you know, when we had players like Landon Donovan and, you know, Jermaine Jones and Carlos Bocanegra and, you know, many, and, you know, still having like Clint Dempsey out there and Michael Bradley out there and Tim Howard out there, you know, then it's like, yeah, it's a piece of cake. We should be, you know, at least, you know, it should be in the championship final. Now, you can't say that anymore right now. Because these kids have not played an international tournament in the senior level. Yes, they've played, you know, under 20 World Cup, under 17 World Cup. They just have not done anything on the senior level, and that's where you really make your mark. Because when you are out there for your country, and you saw some nervousness, you saw some over-anxiety, you saw some extra, you know, exuberance out there, you got to see what they can do, you know, not just in one match, but in more matches on the national team level. They need to get at least their feet wet a little bit more, as these are the next wave. This is the next wave. And if you get... if you get those guys to just come together, do well, and play a little bit better, because at times the chemistry was off, and I'm not trying to be overly critical here, I'm not trying to look for the negatives, but the truth is that you need to take a look and see what is available, who is available, and to see where they're going to be at before we get to a place where we can say, this is going to be probably the greatest team ever. And, you know, let me just say that while they looked very good, and I'm happy for them, and I'm proud of them, and I'm very, very excited about the future for our national team, I think we all need to just relax a little bit. I'm not trying to temper your enthusiasms. I want you to be excited. I want you to be happy. But let's be careful a little bit, because I don't want to see us overdo it here when it comes to these kids. I want the kids to do well. I want to see these kids do well. I want to see them go full out and all the way into the next level, which is, of course, right now where they are, the senior men's national team. And at the same time, we need to see how these kids can play against a top rival like Mexico, which thankfully U.S. Soccer has scheduled a match between themselves and the Federation and the FMF to see who they're going to face back in September of this year. It's going to be later on in September this year. USA Mexico will be in Nashville, Tennessee at Nissan Stadium. And that's going to be a huge one. That's going to be a huge one. It's going to be a great one. And I personally cannot wait to see what those kids are going to do. Before that, they're going to be flying to Europe June 2nd at 3 p.m., the men's national team are going to take on Ireland at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin, 3 o'clock Eastern on the U.S. time, noontime Pacific. That'll be on ESPN2. And then the next match will be in France. France going to the World Cup. That will be in Lyon at the Groupama Stadium. That will also be at 3 o'clock Eastern, noon Pacific, also on ESPN. And then all the way September 11th, the next men's national team matchup, that is going to be over at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, Tennessee, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific on September 11th, as we remember that tragic day in Manhattan and in our nation's capital. That will also be on ESPN, so it should be a lot of fun to watch and a lot of fun to take care of. And once again, you know, we're not going to poo-poo this. I don't think we should poo-poo this. This has been a great, great match tonight. Could have been a lot better in the first half. But once again, it's just seeing these kids doing well. Phone lines are open right now if you want to call in, 646-929-1823. And anyone that wants to call in to talk about this matchup, go right ahead. Because I would love to hear your voices. I'd love to hear you talk about this. Because once again, what's your opinion about how these kids played? What's your opinion about what's going on here tonight? Now, all I can say is that what we saw tonight, once again, it was a very good match. Could have been better, but that's okay. But we'll have to wait and see when we get to the next matches, the next two matches, which will be away in Europe, in Republic of Ireland, as well as a trip to France to take on the national team preparing for their World Cup this coming summer. And you also have to know this as well. You're not going to get rid of Clint Dempsey or Michael Bradley that easily because they believe they still can do well for the national team unless they're getting ready to call it a career. Plus, you're going to need those two to also help mentor a little bit these kids. I'm not saying these kids need, you know, a class to learn how to play football, but when you have veterans mixed in with the youth, and the veterans know that they need to give their insight to the kids, that's when you know that this crop, this nice little crop of players, they are going to be ready for the big stage. And let's not forget, qualifying for the World Cup will also be important as well. They need to learn through the rigors, the trials and tribulations, not just qualifying in the hexagonal, but to also go through the semifinal round of qualifying. These kids need to know what they are in for. They need to know what this confederation can do to you when not only playing at home, but playing on the road, knowing when to steal 3 points, knowing when to take a point, knowing how to handle a loss away from home. And it's not just that. You're going to have to learn the gamesmanship that will always be played against them. That is why they are going to need Michael Bradley, Clint Dempsey, and some of the other veterans out there that are at the moment not playing in these friendlies. Christian Pulisic, who finally got back to the national team and got his close to 90 minutes today. I felt he should have been out of there at least maybe 75th, 80th minute, in my opinion. Sarakin, once again, I understand some of you complaining about Dave Sarakin. And I have said this many, many, many times. Dave Sarakin is not the future national team head coach. He is just the caretaker. You don't have to worry about Sarakin. You don't even have to think about him. You don't even have to worry about him taking over because he's not going to be the next manager full-time for the U.S. men's national team. He's just making sure. And U.S. soccer just put him in charge for the time being before the new manager comes in. Whether it's from MLS, international, or just within the Confederation of CONCACAF, whoever they want to choose, we'll have to wait and see. But as of right now, all you can say is that for the national team, the kids are looking great, they're playing well. There's still some issues that need to be looked at. They just cannot run roughshod, and at the same time, they cannot overlap their runs. They cannot be ahead of the play. They cannot overthink everything that's coming their way. They must relax. They must calm down. They cannot overdo it when it comes to playing on the international stage. Was this a great Bolivian side? Absolutely not. They're also playing their kids as well. And in my opinion, these kids, for them, they're the best at the moment. I mean, I don't think it's their A side. Juan Arango, a South American journalist extraordinaire, he just posted on Twitter it's their C side. So if it's their C side, then you know what? If it's not A or B, then you know it's their C. And that means it's two levels below. And they get some experience. And all I can say is that it's not that bad. It's not that terrible. All I know is that what we saw tonight was a very good U.S. side that still needs to learn a lot more. And right there and then, just some great moments. You know, let's talk about some of those great moments. For Walker Zimmerman, his first professional international goal on the senior side, he was able to get up high, find a way to get up on that ladder, climb it. And in the 37th minute, Walker Zimmerman from Joe Corona finds that way to go out, gets his goal, 1-0 for the U.S. Bolivian keeper just never moved the muscle, kind of ducked a little bit, thought maybe it was going to go over the crossbar. It goes into the back of the net. And it's 1-0 for the United States. And then all of a sudden, the second half. The second half begins. And who would have thought of, who would have thought it? Josh Sargent, he gets his first American goal. Sargent on the double. And he made it 2-0 off a terrible, terrible, absolutely terrible clearance from the backup goalkeeper in this one, Lampe. I mean, what was he thinking? That's a veteran right there. That is a veteran right there who just basically coughs it up. Carlos Lampe just finds a way to gift Sargent his opportunity to score his first international goal, and he does so to make it 2-0, right through the wickets. A little deflection within Lampe's legs, but still, though, it beats him and into the back of the net. And then how about 7 minutes later? Anthony Robinson, down the near side, makes a beautiful cross into the area, and here comes Timothy Weah, football royalty. Leaps in the air, side foots it in, and right there and then, that is all but the shouting. And for the USA, they go out there, they do a job, they just put the final nail in the coffin of Bolivia. Their second ever victory over Bolivia in 9 games, 2 wins. 2 draws and two wins, two losses, and four draws. Or 5 draws. I have to look that up, but that's okay. We all know that they're now 2-2 on the win-loss column with several draws at least. So all you can really say is that for the United States, they did a job. They did a job out there, and they did a wonderful job. And they go out there, and they win it. They win it by a final of 3-0. Individually, I thought they all had a good game. You know, Weston McKennie, I thought he was more of an attacking player than a defensive midfielder. He was great in Portugal when they got that 1-0 lead. This time around, he did very well. My one issue is this, and I'm not here to, you know, harp on it, but I like his energy, Weston McKennie. I like how he attacks the ball and he attacks going forward, as well as making sure that he doesn't give up on the play, even if he's on the floor. He just finds a way to just makes a play to make it look good. He's trying to continue a play as much as he can. But I think his wildness today was a little too much. And even though he did get booked, and all I can say is, I just think that he just needs to calm it down just a little bit. I'm not saying he has to give up the feistiness. I'm not saying he has to give up being a hard-nosed player. What I'm asking from him is to please, don't put yourself in a position where you're going to either get a yellow card or you might get a red card because you went a little too hard. He just needs to control himself a little bit better. Other than that, he's fine. That's all you have to ask for. That's all you have to do, and that's all you got to try and do. Nothing more, nothing less. I just think that at the moment, he's done good in the two matches I've seen him play. And all he needs to do is just dial it down a notch or two, because I don't want to see him get booked. I'm not saying you got to neuter him. I'm just saying I want him to be more in control of his actions. I want him to be aware of what he is doing. Love the hard-nosed work ethic. Love seeing him attack the ball. But he needs to just calm it down. That's all I'm saying. That's all I want. Because you don't want to have him have a reputation that is, you know, wrong. Because we can tell he's a good kid. You can tell he's a great kid. And that's all you want. That's all you want. That's all you need. That's all we want to see. A great kid who has done very well for himself so far. And he still has plenty of room to grow. Other than that, I thought Robinson was great. Matthew Olosunde, we haven't seen him yet. Of course, product of the New York Red Bulls Academy system. Transferred over to Manchester United. They haven't used him yet. Maybe it's time to have him come to the Red Bulls on loan. Or maybe to have him come to the Red Bulls and play. And maybe be a part of the group. If Manchester United's not going to use him. I think it's time for Manchester United to allow him to get some minutes here. And then have him ready to go for the Premier League season next year. But we'll see what happens. How dare I demand this? But the truth is, when are the top clubs in Europe and in England going to start using our talent? Fulham is a definite, we know that. But very soon it's going to be time for our players to be with a Liverpool, to be with a Man United, with an Arsenal, Chelsea, Newcastle. Let's go. Let's see what's going to happen. I think that's all I've been really asking for. But we'll see what happens. Sergeant, you know, what can you say? But once again, it's a situation where, yeah, I just have to say it. These kids are the future of the national team. Christian Pulisic, I thought he had a good match, even though you can tell he was slowing down a little bit after a rough and tough season with Borussia Dortmund in the Bundesliga. We all know those are always going to be a rough, rough season in the Bundesliga, a lot of demands. But once again, this is the type of match that needed to be, you know, done, and I wish he would have been subbed out a little bit earlier, but it didn't happen. And all you can do is, just be happy about it, see what's going to happen, and move on. because we all know what is next, and we all know what will happen. So all I can say is that we are looking pretty good right now. More is needed to continue this. And we will see what they will do against their next two opponents in Europe as they take on the Republic of Ireland and, of course, France in the next two friendlies, which will be in Europe before the World Cup starts in Russia. So we'll see what's going to happen. We'll take a look and see what's going to happen. But once again, we don't know what's going to happen, and hopefully the kids will learn a little bit better. When they face tougher opponents, they got to learn from facing those opponents, whether you win, lose, or draw. It doesn't matter. So that's all you got to really do, you know? That's all you got to do. See what's going to happen. Watch what's going to happen. And then just move forward. That's all. Still plenty of time to go. Still plenty of time for this group to go out there and perform at their best. And then just get ready for what's coming after them. And they're going to get matches in September, matches in October, and matches in November. Just need to wait and see how these kids are going to perform. That's all you got to do. Wait for these kids and let them perform. Other than that, I know that the parents are probably very proud of their children. And I hope Novakovic will be able to get his first U.S. international goal because, you know, he's been begging for that ball ever since he got subbed in. Sadly, not in any good position to score it, nor at times not in a good position to receive a pass. Bono, not much work for him, to be honest with you. The defense did their job. I wish he was kind of pedestrian tonight, but that's okay. Sometimes, once in a while, for a keeper's first international match, it's okay. Yes, you'd love to see him touch the ball. He had those touches, but you got to give credit to the defense. I thought the defense was pretty solid tonight. He almost got BWP'd, meaning last year's playoffs where Bradley Wright Phillips deflected a Daniel Royer shot off of his knee and Bono didn't even know that was coming and it just beats him because he thought the ball was going to go wide and it went right into the back of the net. So right there and then, this situation, as we've talked about, this is all you can say. And like I said, not a bad start for him for his international career. We'll have to wait and see what's going to happen down the road. Before we go, great news coming from Doug McIntyre from Yahoo Sports. Ernie Stewart, who is the general manager, the sporting director of the Philadelphia Union, he will likely take the job as the general manager for the U.S. men's national team from U.S. soccer. So, you know, until that's become finalized, that's the rumor right now, and I believe it's going to happen. So we'll have to wait and see for that. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening tonight. As the United States defeating Bolivia by a final of 3-0, Walker Zimmerman scores the first one. Josh Sargent gets the second, and Tim Weah gets the last goal on the night at Talon Energy Stadium in the Chester, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. I'm your host, Daniel Feuerstein. Thank you for listening to me tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night will be the regular Feuerstein's Fire American Soccer Show, as I did not want to play that show tonight because of the match and because of Memorial – well, if there wasn't a match on Memorial Day, then it would have been today. But because of the match today, I'm going to broadcast it tomorrow. Join me with Carter Krishnire and Mickey Turner as we will have a conversation. Talk to you on tomorrow night. Thank you for listening. Take care. So long and bye-bye for now. And as always, please enjoy your football. Bye-bye now. Take care.